The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely, the amazing, the bright, the fading away to nothing. We may talk about that in a little bit. Tracy Thompson, she is one of our mindset coaches here at Growing Cleaning Company. And today I don't want to say forever, but for a little bit, Tracy's been for our clients. They want to hear more about sales, more about how to close more deals, get more people to say yes, especially at the right price, which is what I'm always about. And we haven't talked about that on a podcast in quite a while. I am confident Tracy and I have never gotten together and talked about that on a podcast. So I am here to kind of help with any of the what to say and tactical stuff. But believe it or not, and I know you fellas out there, like, just give me a script. Just tell me what to say. For a real sale, you know, if you're selling a t-shirt or a, you know, something cheap or, you know, insurance on a rental car, like, a script is going to be fine. You don't really need to get beyond that. But if you're selling an actual relationship, an actual service, and actually want to do good, consistent work, how you show up and who you are and how you, the energy you bring is going to have a lot more impact than the words that you say. And that is where Tracy is genius. So Tracy, just give me, if you would, or give us your opening thoughts on. And this is going to sting for all you fellas out there. Most of the gentlemen, ladies get a little more, but the fellas are like, just tell me what to say. So just give me your opening thought or us your opening thoughts on the difference between what to say and how to show up and how to integrate those.
So, hi, Clean Nation. I want to start off, I think, by maybe giving some examples of things that we hear or that I hear often from our clients around sales, just to give it a little context. So maybe Clean Nation out there, you're thinking, you know, well, it's funny. One of the things I hear a lot of is, you know, well, let me explain my situation because I'm certain it's different.
And this isn't just for sales. This is for every aspect of your business. You don't understand. My mother's in-law is working for me. I just bought this. I have debt. No one wants to work in my area. People are cheap. They won't pay. We've heard it all. So continue, but I just want for those of you just to know, this isn't a bubble of, as it comes to sales, this is a mindset we need to address for all aspects of business ownership.
Absolutely. So that's exactly why I wanted to contextualize this because the mindset behind that very first thing of you don't understand in my area, this, and then fill in the blank, whatever it is. And you may be thinking to yourself, well, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I'm not in a metropolitan, I'm in a smaller area. My clients are elderly. My clients are struggling. Whatever it is. Oh, they won't tolerate that higher price. They won't, whatever, fill in the blank. Okay. So right off the bat, that first mindset, let's talk about that, because as long as you buy into your own story about how you're exceptional, it's different, the area you're in, whatever you've lost before you start, then we could give you the best coaching on the planet about what to say, when to say it, how to say it. And it won't matter because in your internal story, you've already lost. So let's just put that out there on the table, put the elephant in the middle of the room, that is the very first mindset shift that you have to flip. Yeah, I call it flip the script. You got to flip the script on this one and know that none of that is ever the reason if you're not making sales.
That is so spot on. And let me just play devil's advocate, because that's my favorite thing to do when we're on the phone together or on a podcast together.
Yes.
So I guess technically there could be two mistakes. One is just focusing on how you show up and not at all focusing on what to say and how to do it and the skills around it. Sure. The other, which is made, in my opinion, 0 to 0% of the time.
The other would be overemphasizing. So, you know, what to say and not really talking about who to show up. And by the way, that's what frustrates me about a lot of sales training, just what to say. And if they say that, you do this, blah, 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 because it's easy to market and sell and people love it. But if you really want to get good, you got to get in the psychology. So what's the weighting, right? How do we integrate those? So it's not, you know, because again, we don't want to overemphasize, just say this and don't worry about who you are. That's not going to help. And just saying, here's how you need to show up, but you have no skills about what to say, obviously that this is not going to work either. So how do you not over or underemphasize either of those?
So when I'm coaching our people, the first thing we always address is the mindset shift. Because until then, as long as you're in the mindset of, but you don't understand, I can't do it because of this and that. And there's all these reasons that you're giving yourself that are already a barrier. Before we start addressing what to say and skilling up, I've just seen it too many times where that gets in the way. Even if we do bypass it mistakenly, you know, thinking, well, if we teach them what to say, maybe they can bypass or it can overcome a crappy internal story. Well, it never does. So we end up coming back to that. So how do we prioritize? It's always going to be your mindset and mind frame, how you frame the situation before the skills. That has to come first.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, I know that most of you are like, I just want to know what to say. And sadly, it's like, because that's the easy thing, right? So yeah. And I've done this. We negotiate with reality. I don't want to learn how to change as a person. So I'll just get really good at this thing I'm comfortable with. And a lot of people that come to us do the same thing. I don't want to invest time. I don't want to invest money. Really what they're saying is I don't want to do something wildly different than what I've done before, but I want wildly different results than I've been getting. And that's where therein lies the rub. So if for those of you guys and gals are like, you know what? And by the way, this is another thing that drives me nuts. I'm happy to hear your feedback, Tracy. My least favorite thing when I talk to a client, I go, great. What percentage of your sales calls are? Oh, all of them, 80%. Every salesperson I've heard not just in cleaning. I've had a car dealership, construction company, coaching company, obviously cleaning, everything. Everyone thinks they close at 80%. What that almost always means is 80% of the deals I thought were good, which I randomly make up based on how I feel and what I ate for breakfast that day, 80% of those deals closed. And that's completely a feeling, has nothing to do with data. So that I don't love. So the first thing we need to do is have an honest conversation with ourselves. Cause what I was going to say is those of you that are happy with what your closing is, keep doing what you've been doing, right? If you're serving at the level you want to serve, great. For those of you that aren't, so one of two things happening. One, you're counting wrong, right? And then if you're okay with just feeling good and not really having numbers, then this isn't the podcast for you. If you're truly interested in changing and creating a system that's scalable, repeatable, dependable, you need to count, right? Because the funny thing is we see it so clearly with our salespeople, right? When they go out to an appointment, they think they're closing and we track, they'll say, I closed 80%. Well, you went on 17 appointments and you've got 4 new deals. You know, I was educated at public school, but that's still, I'm confused. Help me understand.
That's not 80%.
Yeah, that might be less than half. Just quick math. So step one is to get clear on what you want. And if you're really looking to change. Step two is you got to count, right? In an effective way. Like every person that you go on a sales call to or give a bid to, certainly in person. And first of all, we'll get into all that. But first you got to understand I'm wildly committed to change. And the other change could be I'm able to sell, but I want other people to sell that. So you could have one or two changes. Well, I know if I'm being honest with myself, I'm not selling like I want to sell. Two, I'm good at it, but I don't know how to get other people to do that. Or I've got a script and I tell them what to say, but somehow they don't get the same results that I have. Well, obviously that can only be different in energy, right? That's all it can be. So all that to say, how do you get the people who are like, oh, okay, you got me a little bit. I'm kind of interested. How do we move from that fear? And we were talking about a client earlier that is a really bright guy. He's really good at sales, actually. They've grown substantially, but he hates it. He didn't want to do it. So how do we help Cleaning Nation identify, all right, if I want a wildly different result, I've got to do a wildly different thing. And tweaking my script just a little bit ain't going to be enough, right? And we negotiate with reality, but that's all I'm willing to do. So it's got to work. Oh, that's another least favorite thing. It's got to work. Why is this going to work? Because it has to. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to at all. Like your client is you have to make the sale. In that case, here's some money. Like it's such an insane statement. So how do we help people that are kind of stuck in their own? I want wildly different results. I'm not willing to do wildly different things. And it's going to work because it has to.
Yeah, I call that an unsolvable problem.
But those are the favorite clients. The favorite problems our clients like to bring. And you might be out there right now, Cleaning Nation. So let's let the Master Tracy talk us through how to solve an unsolvable problem. By the way, whoever's editing this, I don't know how to solve the unsolvable sales problem is a good title or not, but consider it. Go ahead,
Tracy. The unsolvable sales problem. Right. So I call it out. When I see something like that, I hear something like that, I just pull the elephant out into the middle of the room and go, listen, what you've created here, when you are railing against reality,
you're that's going, a writer Danner, kids.
Railing against reality.
Yep.
I have to sell. I have to grow. I just have to. You don't understand. I have to. We have to. However, it's not happening. We're trickling. I sell, referrals, but that's it. And I hate selling. Mm-hmm. Now, that is what I call an unsolvable problem, because you've created a dynamic now where you are in complete opposition of two forces in your life, in your business. One, I have to make sales. I recognize that. I'm declaring it. I'm saying it has to happen. And on the other side, I'm in complete resistance and I hate it and I don't want to do it. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So, wow. Right. It's like, all right, that is very, very black and white in terms of it being an unsolvable problem as is. So I will share what I tell everyone when they come to me with these kinds of problems. You really have three choices. First choice, you don't do it. You don't do it. You hire someone who is capable of doing it and you delegate that. But here's the thing, you're still going to need to change your story internally about it, because people react more to your energy about something than they do your words. So you,
let me role play. Can I hire you real quick, Tracy?
Yeah.
All right. So, we need some sales people and I'm not doing it as the owner. I'll tell you that right now. It sucks. But you, maybe I'll give you some money and, our clients don't want to buy anything, but you'll figure it out, 'cause you're great. Can I give you money to sell? Like, I might get a hobo looking for a hot meal. Maybe he's not going to sell, but he'll say yes. But if I get a real talented individual who's actually, come on, how, and obviously we're not going to say that to the person, but if that's our belief, this sucks, I can't do it. By the way, so much of this relates to the cleaning business at large. My least, I've got 19 least favorites. An upsetting, a hard one to go is, I don't want to do, I just need an office manager.
Yeah.
I love the office manager. Why do you need an office manager? Because there's all this garbage I don't want to do and haven't figured out. It's just too much for me to do. Okay. So you have your whole business at stake, probably hundreds of thousands, the large portion of your net worth. You're, I don't say stuck with it, but you're all in committed and you can't solve this problem. But you're going to find this magical unicorn for $41,500 a year who's going to fix all of this and do all of it. And you can just run like hell and run the company, keep all the money, and they're going to work for peanuts and solve this big problem.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That sounds insane. But then we go to sales, we're like, oh, I hate sales. I'll hire someone else. Like, it's the same conversation, knucklehead. So I want to reinforce with Tracy, whether it's an office manager or salesperson, that I want to hold my mindset of, this is a terrible, unsolvable problem. Mm-hmm. And I will pay someone less than I mm-hmm. intend to make to solve this problem. Mm-mm. Come on now.
So it seems like that's like, just like you said, oh, it seems on the surface like that's my solution. And it's really a trap if you keep the same mindset. So even still, with that being your quote solution, I haven't been able to crack this nut. I hate it. I don't like it. I'm going to hire somebody else that somehow isn't going to sense from me that I hate it. Because you're going to just run like hell as soon as you hire this person. And they're going to be like, okay, trying to figure it out. And it won't work. So
not only will it not work, it's a version of what we talked about earlier about negotiating with reality, right? Reality says you must change your mindset about sales, or you must just tolerate not having sales or having such a phenomenal problem that product that people flock to you. That ain't it in cleaning. There's just too many other people that can do that. Maybe if you're Facebook or you've got some widget that nobody else has, yes, maybe you might be able to get away with sales, not being sales. So my big thing is stop negotiating with reality. You will lose every time. I need this. And reality says, here's the price. You're like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'll just work harder. Reality says, you can do whatever you want. That's not the price. Well, it'll work because it has to. Reality, no, it won't. It'll work because you do what actually works. I'll just hire somebody else and that'll work. Like, we keep making up these solutions we want to be true. And we're like, what we're really saying is, I wish upon a star hard enough, that will make it the truth. And it doesn't. And it's what's so frustrating. We do coaching calls. People come to us and we tell them, unfortunately, right? If we were just wanting to sell people, we'd be like, yes, give us money and magically everything will all be fine. And it's so sad. People actually want to hear that. We'd probably sell more if we said that, but it's not. The problem is we're stuck in trying to get a result and everything goes to hell. You know, once we take their money, can't deliver. What we tell them is you're going to have to make a wild change in who you are, how you act, how you spend your time and money. And people are go, no, I want wildly different results. I don't want to spend any time or money. I don't want to change. I don't want to do anything hard. I don't do anything in my comfort zone. It's like, great. Continue enjoying the results that you have been getting. But one thing's got, and they want to negotiate with reality. Find me, give me the easy button, Mike. If I just give you money, they'll negotiate of what they're willing to pay. And they don't like the reality of this is what it costs. And it's money's part of it. Time's part of it. Stepping out of your comfort zone's part of it. So again, I just want to keep hearing this negotiating with reality and expecting to win.
Right.
It's such a, you're just going to bang your head against the wall. All right. Sorry, Trey. I did mini little rant. The floor returns to you where it belongs.
Bottom line is there's three different versions of you must change your mindset. One is you change your mindset about sales and you turn around the story you've been telling yourself about how much you hate it into a more usable, more empowered version so that you no longer hate it and you don't bring that energy and you turn that around yourself.
Give me a couple of those if you would. What are a couple empowered versions?
So, a better version. Here's a flavor. The reason I hate it is because I don't like feeling like I'm pushy. I don't like pushing things on people. And I don't like to try to convince people. If they don't want my service, then too bad. I don't like, you know, I'm not a salesperson. And they have this whole thing around, I hate it because I feel gross. I feel like I'm cheapening myself somehow. So I'm going to take that flavor and we're going to flip that script.
So you're dead on, Tracy.
You just hit
80% of the audience right between the eyes going, holy crap, Tracy's been listening to my personal conversations. How did she know? You like bullseye, girl.
So the first script flip on that one is, listen, sales is service. When you are here truly to be of service to your people, and if you're not, that's a base, fundamental, maybe core value problem right off the bat, because if you're really truly in a service business, and you should be, and from your heart being of service, then flipping the script that sales is a form of service. It's a way to help people solve their problems. And people who have problems that want them solved are willing to pay for those. That's why we pay for the problem of transportation called a car. You know, we see that as valuable to us. Could we walk? Sure. Could we take a bicycle? Sure. So your clients or your potential clients are just people who have problems that need solving, and you being of service, right? Sales is the vehicle through which you get to solve their problem. So if you flip the script of I'm trying to persuade, or I'm trying to push something on people, or I'm taking their money, or I'm trying to, you know, that's the old story. New story is, you know what? I love being of service to people who have problems that I can uniquely solve. And when I'm able to do that, they're happy. I'm happy. I get to grow my company. I get to employ people who also love their jobs, right? So complete paradigm shift of I'm taking, pushing, persuading to I'm serving and I get to do this. And I enjoy developing relationships with people who share my values. That goes back to core values too, right? So that's a good example of one part of that script to just flip that one part, and suddenly you start seeing the entire process differently right off the bat.
And hopefully you heard, and I'm sure a lot of you are very encouraged by that and go, well, gosh, when she says it like that, I can do that. That seems easy. So for a lot of you that are like me, that hearing you got to do mindset work sounds awful. Mm. Like it just sounds hard and I don't know. And I'm not touchy feely and that's not who I am. So I'm like, no. But then Tracy says, as opposed to telling myself the story that sales sucks and it's hard and you're hurting people and something you do to someone as opposed to something you do for someone, that story sucks. Okay, well, how about you tell a story? You're actually serving somebody and you're helping somebody. And I would even add, and she even gave permission at the beginning. For all of you guys that are like, no, I'm not serving anybody. I'm just here to scam. Our services don't create a result. Like people aren't happy. Our clients are miserable. Yeah, we can't. This isn't for you. I don't know how to help you sell better. Yes, you have to actually deliver a result that makes people's life better. So we're under that assumption. I'm guessing 90% of you or more are like, no, our clients, that's the most frustrating thing I hear. We're so good. Our clients love us, blah, 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 blah. But then we're super afraid to like share that. Here, I'll just do it right now. Clean Nation, for any of you guys that have been through our program or this has been of help, for sure, please call and go, we want more help. Can we give you money? There's my high pitch sales because I know we can change your life. And if you're like, I don't need my life change or you suck, then don't. It's okay. So doing mindset work about sales, I don't want to do. Changing my story from it's this terrible, mean thing I'm doing to someone to this is something I do for someone. I help them, I serve them. And maybe I don't make an offer to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. You have permission. If you go out to somebody, you're like, I don't think I'm the best in the world to help you solve this problem. Let me connect you with someone else. You don't get paid on that today, but that can pay dividends with your story of, oh, I only make offers to people I can really serve. And then I can really be emphatic to Tracy of, yes, girl, you're working 100 hours a week. You deserve time. Your family needs you. You need me. Let me free you up. And I can be passionate about that because I'm not pushing her, but I'm super excited. So feel free to change your mindset or change your story from I hate mindset work to I like telling stories that are helpful and make me feel good about myself. And guess what? That's literally all we're doing. I hate sales too. I love helping people and take off the stuff that you don't like. I hate sales because it's pushy. Well, then don't be pushy.
Right.
You embed in this weird, like I got to be a lot of people, like, I'm too nice and people take advantage of me. I have to kill the niceness. So people, it's two truths and a lie, right? I'm too nice. Probably a true. People take advantage of me. Probably true. Two truths and the lie. I have to stop being nice. No. We can have those two truths. I'm too nice and people take advantage of me. To, I'm going to use that niceness as my superpower. And the best way I can serve a lot of people is to set healthy boundaries. Now we got three truths, right? So let's get away from two truths. I hate sales. Sales is no one bought for me this month. Therefore, I have to be pushy to be successful. Hold on. Hating sales could be your past truth. No one bought from you last month could be your past truth, but therefore I have to be pushy to fix it. Lie. All right. You keep trying to get through your three things. I keep ranting and talking about other stuff. So give us the final two, hopefully better options you can recommend.
So from a mindset perspective, you're talking about the shifting the story. So a different and better story than I hate sales. Is that what you were referring to? Three different versions?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Because you'd mentioned first, you can change your mindset. Got that one.
Yes. Okay. So the mindset is behind all three options. Mm-hmm. You can change your mindset and lean into service instead of, you know, calling it sales, whatever that paradigm shift is. You can change your mindset and hire somebody else to help you with that, with sales, for example, but you still have to change your mindset. And then the third is give up on sales and just throw your, you know, hands in the air and go, well, I guess I don't need to grow, which also requires that you change your mindset. Because the mindset that you have to sell, that's a choice. It's a decision. You would still have to be okay with not growing, with not doing sales. If you just said, well, I hate it. I don't want to hire anybody. I guess I'm okay staying where I am. That would still require a mindset shift. So all three at its core is mindset.
That's exactly right. And for those of you who are like me, who recoil at mindset, that sounds terrible. Just take out mindset, put in story.
Story.
Right. Because changing my mindset seems hard. Telling a different story seems fun. I like telling stories. So yeah, you really have one option. Change the story that you're telling.
Yep.
And that can manifest three ways. I'm going to change a story about why sales was terrible to why I love serving people. I'm going to change so I can serve people myself. I'm still going to change my mindset of why sales is terrible to why sales is amazing so I can empower other people to do this beautiful thing. Or going to change my mindset about I have to grow. I guess there's really an infinite amount. We picked three, but there's just an infinite amount of stories. The other story could be, I don't have to sell. I'll just keep getting repeat referrals and I'll grow. It's like, you'll keep growing the way you've been growing. If that's what you want, then keep doing what you've been getting. All right. So let me break that down, tactical Mike, into like, here's what you can do right now. Yes. I would find, and we've been talking about sales, and for some of you that's fine, but it doesn't have to be sales. Pick the one story that you've been telling yourself. I am a bad father. I'm not a good spouse. My spouse needs to change. I can't grow my company because no one wants to work. Whatever story you find in your life, personal or professional, works equally the same, to be the most caustic and just go, if I could tell any story I wanted, if only you had this imagination that you could tell whatever story you wanted and the alien overlords didn't dictate, you know, brainwash us into the stories that we had to all subscribe to. If I could tell any story I wanted, what would that story be? And just do that for the next, I don't know, you tell me if it's long enough time, week, 2 weeks, Tracy. Just go ahead.
So a lot of people say, you know, it takes 21 days to develop a new habit or, you know, some version of that. It's not actually that, it's frequency. So my recommendation is if you have a new story, you're trying to adopt a new story to create a new pattern with that, to make it more natural to sell yourself on it. It's about frequency. So that means you tell yourself that story more often. The more frequent in the shorter amount of time, the faster that will become your new pattern, your new habit. So frequency.
Let me give you two extra bonus tools to help you do that. So some of you may be going, I think I know how to do that, but I'm not sure. I might need a little help knowing what stories are the most caustic. Because the problem is most of the time people say, people don't want to work in my area. I can't charge high prices. My customers suck. All these things. They don't even realize they're telling a story. So,
right. They're like, it's just true.
Right. They think it's, they don't realize most of what we tell ourselves is a story. And truth can be loosely or not loosely aligned with those. And some of it, there is no truth. Like my customers suck. It's like, that is not a truth. My customers are humans. That might be a truth, but they suck or they're cheap or they're whatever. It's like, that's a story. So if you need help telling yourself a more effective story, let me give you a couple of resources. One, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There is the completely complimentary on-demand training, which will help. It's really the five shifts that you need to make. Those five shifts are not just external, what you need to do, but the who you need to think and how you need to be first. So I would go there, sign up for that, growmycleaningcompany.com. No charge. It's just the best 40 minutes we've got and will help you get a really good indicator on some of the stories that you probably need to, at least one, sometimes two or three of the stories you need to knock down to get the results you want. Two, at the end of this, I give my number where you can personally text me. I have it. It's kind of a one to many thing, but it's awesome. If you want to text me a story that you're not sure of, feel free to give me a text. I'll do my best to help you. So those are the two ways. Take action now, Cleaning Nation. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.